Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
In my young days, it was accepted that government worked quite well as long as it didn't get too close to the people.
To hell with Parliament, yes?
Is it not? The Palace of Illusion, the democratic peep show.
You really must give up the Spectator, Henry. You're sounding like one of that young rascal's leader columns.
Oh, rascals, I do care for rascals. I wonder, might the collective noun be a chamber? Yes, a chamber of rascals. How superb.
Image. That's what it is these days.
Image. Calm now, it was ever thus. Lloyd George, Churchill, certainly Macmillan, were all successful people because they looked the part.
Mm.
Dear Alec wasn't because he didn't.
Mm.
I must leave you. Thank you for lunch. Your club always puts on a recent bit of fish, most agreeable.
Good. I'll walk with you. Sorry about the ladies.
Progress, dear heart, progress. Or is it?
I must say, I voted against them.
I thought you abstained.
On membership, yes, but I drew the line on them coming into the dining.
Of course you did, dear boy. Such gigglers at the sight of a reasonable sherry. But there, that's democracy for you.
Some members care for it. I don't myself.
Democracy?
Ladies in the dining room.
Our newly ennobled friend appeared to be one who does.
Tom? Yes. A bit noisy, I thought.
Just a little. One may safely abandon one's lip-reading skills.
He's very popular.
He's very rich.
Bit of a rascal, you might say.
I might not. I find rascals amusing. Bad Baron Tom?
Hmm?
Well, it's not for me to say.
You know that I've...
Made him your deputy, so I hear. Which is why it is not for me to say.
You have something to tell me?
A little.
Which may be a lot.
Ah, the one-eyed man.
And what does he see in your kingdom? Tom Bowman up to no good?
No, Charles, he sees only the blind.
What are they doing?
Touching each other.
Bowman?
A toucher.
He has a way with ladies.
Often.
We know that.
But not, my dear, with which ones?
You could tell me.
I could. But for the moment, there's no need. He may not offend the task you give him.
Deputy chairman's usually an anodyne position.
Rather like American vice presidents. Attend the best funerals, but do little else.
Right. But I want someone with a high profile, a bell ringer.
He may be a good choice. Hardly boring. And as you say, Charles, it's a matter of image.
Here you are then, Jules. Help yourself to sugar.
Thank you, kind sir. You sure you can afford this?
I'm not joking.
Of course you are.
I'm not. It's scandalous. 90 pence for dishwater.
You get yourself on the catering committee then, Dennis.
Oh, that lot. They're more interested in the price of claret than PG tips.
You'd have caddies and brown teapots with cosies, wouldn't you?
It's more like a golf club here nowadays.
The people are important, not the price of the tea.
That rubbish of yours this morning didn't say that.
It wasn't rubbish. I'll have you know, Mr. Wigton, sir, the rubbish you refer to...
To which I refer.
You refer to was a well-argued, well-constructed, well-thought-out article. That's it.
Oh, yes.
You're just jealous.
Has anyone said anything?
Only you.
They will.
If they read it. Anyway, it was all true.
What's that got to do with it?
It needed saying.
Not by you, it didn't.
They asked me...
Who asked you? The paper? They don't just ask out of the blue. You must have said something to them.
Not directly.
Knocking your own front bench in public is as subtle as secondary picketing, my girl.
They deserve it. It's the same old crowd in different suits. We need new blood, and you know it.
Be careful it isn't yours, Jules. You just watch yourself. You'll not be forgiven for this.
Don't you worry about me. You stick to the price of the tea.
That's what you think, is it, love?
Oh, Dennis, I'm sorry. No, no, of course I don't.
You're probably right. That's about the only use I have round this place.
Honestly, I didn't mean it like that.
Perhaps not, but you're right. It's something else that needed saying.
That was smashing, darling. I must dare.
No one knows I'm here.
It's hardly an assignation. Whatever sin we live in isn't ours.
Not at this time of day, it isn't.
Charles.
Seriously, must go.
Oh, do go seriously. Terrorist the thought that it might be light-heartedly.
I want to be in the house for PMQs.
He never says anything.
Not if we can help it, he doesn't. But I'm also meeting Tom.
Oh. Give him my love.
Well, surely you can do that yourself.
What? What do you mean?
Well, this evening, the reception.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
What do you think I meant?
Nothing. Wasn't thinking, that's all.
You are coming?
Yes, yes. Don't worry. Now, off you go, or you'll miss the bombardier being nice.
I'm not at all sure he approves of Tom.
As a person or as deputy chairman?
Both.
And why appoint him?
Well, he's youngish, he's rich, he's self-made.
That should appeal.
He's a peer, he's good on television, and so I'm told, even better in bed.
That, Charles, is rather tacky.
Well, apparently not. The marketing people tell me his West Country brawn, I think they called it, makes him just the man to rouse the troops, especially the females.
He's hardly smocks and cider. In fact, he's very intelligent.
Oh, of course he is. That's why I chose him.
He'll do rather well.
Hope so. Making millions is one thing. Tickling the party faithful is quite another.
I thought that was your job.
No, darling. Party chairman makes sure it's done. They don't have to do it.
It's still tacky. Apart from anything else, he's an old friend.
Is he? I wouldn't have thought Tom Berman was the sort to have old friends.
You mean he wasn't at Eton with you?
No, most definitely he wasn't. See you later.
Right, Bistos, this is the real thing.
Ah. Glass for you.
Thank you.
For you, Chief.
That's very kind.
One for me, and one for absent friends. Now.
Careful, don't point it at me.
Oh, I do love vulgarity.
Steady, you're spilling it.
Think yourself lucky I'm not Nigel Mansell.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Yes, happy birthday, Nick. I'm sure it will be.
Pity Paul didn't get back.
Well, it's very big of her to look in at all this morning.
Meow.
I am running this office for you, or am I mistaken? Sometimes she treats it as a powder room.
Well, she was in here at 7:30 this morning, spitting hard copies off the dragon and packaging it for his nibs.
Conscientious, like her father.
Surely she's not over there still.
Lord Bowman asked her to go through it with him.
The only thing Bowman ever asks a woman to go through is his bedroom door.
Well, Paul can handle it.
Of course we can. Anyway, cheers again.
Yes, cheers. I'm sure there are more dangerous things in Westminster than Tom the Bowman.
We could all be run over by buses.
You've never been on a bus. The Lord Curzon of the 90s, aren't you?
What happened to him?
Curzon? The poor man was goaded into travelling home on a bus.
To prove that even though he didn't have the common touch, he knew what it was.
Right. Didn't quite come off.
Well, he got knocked over.
Good Lord, no. He simply spoiled it by asking the conductor to drop him at number 3 Eaton Square.
Do you think it's true?
Why not? Ghastly things, buses. Full of ghastly people.
My old man was on the buses.
Yes. Well, he probably knew Lord Curzon then. Now,
Nick, what is all you want,
please? Oh, right. Excuse me, Chief.
That wasn't very kind.
I'm not Mother Teresa.
Well, there is something in between.
Oh, hello.
Not in this office.
He's a nice lad.
I thought you said he was dangerous. Too much muck-raking, I seem to remember.
Yeah, he's calmed down.
Really?
He has, I tell you. He's scrapped all the personal information disks. He's only interested in political files. Ask him.
Is that why he wanted to run a check on you?
I beg your pardon?
Well, don't worry, I stepped on it. But just remember that next time you weep for his humble origins.
Hey, up, where are you off to, then?
Oh, hi. I needed some air.
PMQ's just started.
Not that sort.
Would have thought you'd been in there. I suppose you've heard they're gunning for you, my girl.
I hadn't, but let them.
He'll have you in. You'll get yourself a right fanging.
Then what? Withdraw the whip?
They call it disloyalty.
They can call it what they like. If they do anything, I'll be a martyr. They don't want that.
Got it all worked out, haven't you, Jules? All tidied up?
Not really. Just thought of
it. I'm not sure what's got into you, but I don't believe that it's just the front bench.
More wit and wisdom. Don't worry about me.
Listen to me. You may think I'm finished.
Of course I don't. You know that.
Well, whatever. But I'm not daft, and I care about you.
I know you do. And thanks.
Tell me just one thing, Jules.
I might. What?
Is it Charlie Bannister?
Dennis, I really don't know what you're talking about, honestly. And I'm not sure you do.
I told you I'm not daft. When you care for someone, you keep an eye on them. Sometimes you wish you hadn't. You see too much.
No, Dennis, it is not him. There is nothing there. There can be nothing there. There won't be anything there. I'm sorry to disappoint you. You can come away from the keyhole.
You old fool, Wigton. You flaming old fool.
We've about 100 coming. Thought it a reasonable idea to get a few people in. Not that you need any introduction, of course.
Oh, that'll be good fun. You got the hacks invited?
Serious ones.
Are there any?
Yes, I'm talking about the lobby.
No, I'm only kidding. Lovely job. I know most of them.
Ah, there you are, Charles. Tom, you too. My Dumb and Dee are at it in good time.
Just discussing a couple of points, Dougal.
Nothing private, of course.
Of course not.
Listen, old man.
So, I thought we did rather well. Little Miss Tartan Drawers handed them to us on a plate.
Well, that's their problem, not ours.
Pity she hadn't the guts to come into the chamber.
Something like Cameron's article is a godsend.
You'll learn soon enough that Charles has ambivalent feelings on divine intervention.
Is there something I should know?
I'm sorry, but let's get one thing clear. I am the party chairman. I will decide policy. I want no freelancing. Understood?
Oh, very clearly.
Tom?
I think so.
No, you'll have to excuse me. No, no, stay where you are. I'm seeing the PM in 5 minutes. I'll be back in 20.
And goodbye to you, Major. Well, what brought that lot on?
How well do you know Charles?
Not reasonably. I suppose through Mary. We've got the same publisher.
Let me tell you something.
Hmm?
Charles and I have known each other since prep school.
Cozy?
I'm still learning.
I see. He's supposed to be straight up and down, old school, old values.
Old money.
The reliable image. Stuffy, but wise.
Which is why you'll make a good team. After all, Tom, if you don't mind me saying, you have a certain reputation.
It's taken a lot of hard work.
And you've got your seat in another place. Gossip writers guessing whether it's 5 or 6 million you're worth. And your pick of the fragrant floozies.
You make me sound more of a liability than an asset.
You are.
Well, you wouldn't have given me the job.
Probably not.
I didn't ask for it. Charles asked me.
Of course. Every campaign needs a fall guy.
Me?
Why not?
You've just been telling me what an honourable and straight fellow he is.
Charles, I did, didn't I? I also said, I'm still learning. You've a lot of catching up to do.
I think there's a part of Charles which rather envies him.
I hardly know which part that might be. Himself always avoided headlines. Our dear Bowman appears to write them.
It's got more to do with being himself. Charles can't quite understand it, so he's fascinated.
Ah, the man's a fraud.
Tom?
Certainly. The bumpkin image is quite contrived.
Not entirely.
The pipe is purely for the cameras. So are his cider-press phrases and sayings. And as for his bedroom antics...
All right, all right. I know all that. That's what Charles finds fascinating. How is it that such a man can get away with it?
Does he?
Of course he does. When Tom's scandalising in the gossip columns, he loves it. So does everyone else.
Simply a matter of temperament.
And how? When Charles is even mentioned in the papers, he agonises for days.
It's late. I must be off.
It isn't, Henry, but yes, I suppose you must.
I'm sorry about this evening.
Not to worry. Short notice, quite understand. Nice to see you. What was it you wanted?
Did I?
Of course you did. You always bring flowers on purely social calls.
And not a blossom.
Well?
Well, nothing really. It's just Charles was asking me if I, we happen to know anything about Lord Bowman.
Such trusting friends.
A casual remark of that, I'm certain.
Charles never makes casual remarks. And?
A little. I mentioned to Charles that I might check.
Why tell me? I'm hardly interested in your grotty little nosy Parker.
No, I hope not, my dear. All the same, I thought I'd mention the department was playing in the dustbins once more.
What do you expect to find?
I sincerely hope, my dear, that there's nothing to find.
Research unit, Kay Bennett. Oh, there you are.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear it. What? Yes, of course I was being sarcastic. Good. See you shortly.
Paul?
She's very sweetly agreed to come in for the rest of the day.
That's not the way to handle her.
Oh, no, we're expected to handle her, are we? She's that precious.
Well, things on her mind.
It would be too much to expect that some of them would include work.
Look, I told you earlier.
Yes, I know. She was up with the milk, working before the Chars had so much as flicked a duster.
And Lord Bowman told the chief he was impressed.
Impressed?
Bistow.
Oh, no, she couldn't have flinched.
Oh, unnecessary.
I wouldn't dream of prying.
Not in your sleep, you wouldn't.
But this time last week, you were putting her down. What's changed?
She's good value.
I hate to think for what, nor how she's convinced you.
Now, that's not nice, is it? I told you, she's cheesed. A lot on her mind.
And you're holding her hand. How big and brave we are. Black tie tonight, is it? Bannister Towers?
So?
One of you is a fast worker.
They've got Lord Bowman going round to eat.
Oh, Nick. When will you learn? The Bannisters don't have people going round, and they don't go to eat. They dine.
When I was a kid, I thought you had your dinner about 12:30.
So what changed that?
Oxford.
But they never got rid of your chip, did they?
Not a bad thing. Means you have to go for it. No time to sleep.
I hope you told Polly that.
What is it with you? According to you, everyone's rotten.
Perhaps they are.
Maybe not everyone.
Well, you should know. You're the one with a computer. You're the one who never sleeps, remember?
At least I'm not scared of my secrets.
Is that meant to be cutting?
Well, it's got you going. Where are you off to tonight, then?
That, Master Nick, is none of your business, and don't you forget it.
I won't, but others might.
You know, in the good old days, this sort of thing wouldn't have happened.
People didn't tamper with committees because there weren't any, that's why.
Any road-up, can't you get your people to do something? We don't need a new chairman.
But he hasn't said he's going to resign.
I'm telling you, the pressure's on him. Have a word with your lads, will you?
Truth is, Dennis, my writ runs outside, not inside the house.
Oh, yeah. Your boss listens to you. Everyone knows that.
Maybe.
If you say it's bad for business, then he'll kick back sides.
Nothing's happened yet. He hasn't said he's going, and no one said he should.
Take it from me, they will. Now's the time to put on the tackety bits.
There's no need for the folksy stuff. I'll see what I can do.
Good lad.
Don't be patronising. No, I must be about my leader's business.
Yeah, right you are.
Yes?
You seen young Jules on your travels?
Here and there? Why?
She's in the clag, you know.
She's not the first backbencher to write for the papers.
And slag off her own party.
I imagine she can look after herself.
It wasn't very smart. Not at the moment.
When is?
Certainly not now. New team, you see. They'll knife her, you know. They may be dripping with qualifications and the like, but they're still ruthless.
Like your generation.
And yours.
Jules will survive. She's got a lot of spirit.
This has nothing to do with spirit. You should know that.
Should I?
Of course you should. She's angry. Wanted to hit something. Front bench, well, it's the biggest target. And she'll not get away with it.
Where's the anger coming from?
Ah, that's another one for you, my friend. I was hoping you'd tell me.
You're quite impossible. I've told you before. Women of my age.
Our age.
Of my age? Anyway, I'm not a woman. Women of my age don't do that sort of thing.
Of course they do. They're the only ones who do.
Well, I don't.
I haven't. Not done.
Stop it. Anyway, it's nothing but fantasy. I'm too late. I can't change now.
It's never too late. Anyway, could be fun, especially my way.
Ah, Tom, have you got a minute?
Of course I have, my lover.
What's what, then?
You're supposed to be telling me, not him.
Not in front of the boss.
Am I missing something?
Surely, Charles, that's between you and your tailor.
I see. That's a little unnecessary, isn't it, darling?
A little what?
Don't worry.
I'm sorry, Charles. I really am. It's one of those things. Once you start, you can't stop.
Yes, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to. Tom, I want to say a couple of words, but will you have a quick chat with the PM before I do?
Oh, of course I will.
He's off to Washington first thing, wants to get away.
Lovely job. See you later.
Mary, we really must have an agreement that sparkling water's our tipple on these occasions.
Oh, you stuffy. Oh, what's it, Charles? This is water.
Oh, I'm sorry. The ice and lemon. I thought it was gin or something.
Did you?
Yes, I'm sorry. You were,
Copper giggles? Enjoying myself?
I suppose so.
You suppose correctly, darling. But it wasn't coming out of the bottle.
Ah, there you are, Nick. We thought you'd got lost.
Sorry, Chief. Paul needed a hand.
My God, every time we ask her to do something, our senior researcher has to hold her hand. Why?
She didn't actually say that, did you?
Right. She's picked up some gin in the committee corridor. Seems there's a hooli brewing.
Oh, that.
Oh, that what?
Well, presumably super sleuth here means another committee chairman not towing the line.
This committee are asking the wrong questions.
The problem is they've been asking the right ones.
That, Nick, depends which answers we want in circulation.
You never mentioned it.
It's not important. Not to us, anyway.
Well, it could be if we can get a grip on all the questions and the answers.
Whatever for?
So that I, my dear, can drop inside information into the bombardier's hut before. Before, you understand, the matter becomes a...
A red facer.
Precisely.
But the whips know all about it. They must do.
Of course. But that doesn't mean the PM does.
Paul says the Gestapo is behind it.
The whips are behind everything. Or they're supposed to be. That's their job.
So why are we interested?
Because, my dear Kay, the whips like to run things. Number 10 is getting a bit fed up with it.
Too much power.
You're learning. What else?
Well, 10 needs the Gestapo to keep everyone in line, but doesn't like not knowing what's buzzing.
That's always been the case.
Not always. When Charles was chief whip, he always kept 10 in the picture.
Well, he wouldn't have dared to do anything else.
It wasn't a matter of daring. He told 10 before it went on.
Magic.
The PM should never be surprised. Charles made sure there were no surprises.
But he's still got the chop. Everyone knows that.
And then what happened? A knighthood, and now the chairmanship.
Bit of a player, wasn't he?
Is, Nick. Charles Bannister is, not was.
I was hoping Polly would have come. These occasions are rather useful.
I hope she's not reduced to that.
She's decided to get involved in politics, and she has to remember it's who as well as what, you know.
Mainly who?
Used to be. Meritocracy has its supporters.
Doesn't show.
New generation. Look around you. What do you see?
Same people. Same conversations. Same sparkling burgundy and naturally, or rather not, depending on who you believe, same sparkling water.
I apologized.
You didn't.
I said sorry, twice.
Sorry from you is not an apology. It's an expression of embarrassment.
What's the matter?
Is there something?
There must be.
Where does it say that?
A couple of minutes ago, you were happy as a sandboy. What changed?
My gender, by the sound of it.
You know what I mean.
Probably, Charles, probably. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize, darling.
You were slipping, Charles. How'd you know I was?
You must understand, Nick, on these occasions, people who really matter have to show up.
Right, Chief. Yeah, a pretty short regrets list, yes?
Of course. If you're taking politics seriously, always say yes.
What happens if you're not invited?
Then you don't exist.
Blackballed?
You have to exist to be blackballed.
How do you know which receptions to go to?
If the PM's on the list, so must you be.
But it might not be that important.
We can always tell. Quite important people go to parties. Important people hold them.
What about very important people?
They don't have to go.
Well, the Prime Minister's here.
It doesn't have to be.
What about the common touch?
There isn't a single commoner invited.
Except the pretend ones, like him.
Bowman? He's different. But don't be fooled. He's also dangerous.
Con man, is he?
There's still a lot at Westminster. No, he's dangerous because he plays by his own rules.
And, according to the papers, he usually wins.
Especially the scandals.
Probably why Kay doesn't go much on it.
Well, she doesn't know him.
Oh, she did. Once.
You're certain?
Maybe more than once.
What exactly did you...
Prime Minister, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, and if I may say so, more simply, friends.
Try turning your back, then we'll see.
As you know, we've gathered this evening to celebrate, perhaps launch is a better term, the new team.
Oh dear, this could take some time.
It's big with this, lovely.
Of course, but then it's only Monday.
We must not be complacent. The task ahead is going to take a great deal of stamina from everyone in this room.
Oh, hello. Hello to you. Your husband started.
Really? Is that why you're hiding?
A minor accident.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Oh, what is it saying? Shouldn't you put sauce on it or something?
Probably. There wasn't any.
Now's a good time to make him pay the cleaning bill.
Why not? He gets away with far too much, always has.
Always? You've known him long?
Of course. He's our daughter's surviving godfather. I thought you knew.
I didn't mean Dougal.
Oh, sorry. I naturally assumed that... Well, you know what I assumed, the way Dougal waves his hands about when he talks.
Oh, that. No, this is the work of the Glastonbury groper, or at least trying to avoid him.
Oh?
Tom, I can't keep my hands off you, Bowman.
Surely not. What happened?
I was just about to take a sip when he... Well, not to put too fine a point on it, grabbed me.
Are you sure it was him?
If you're asking how many gropers do I recognise by touch, then no.
I didn't mean that,
and when he makes no attempt to deny it, the answer's yes.
Sometimes people have reputations that don't fit the real thing.
Here's the real thing, all right. And I, for one, don't intend ending up as one of the famous Tom Bowman diary entries.
It's just talk. Mentions of the papers.
Not if you're in it, it's not.
And so finally, let me give you this message. Tom Bowman and I have a single purpose.
Watch the PM, Nick.
We must make sure that a simple message...
Come on, Charles, wind it up before he falls over.
People,
which is why he needs Bowman.
...the country as a whole.
What was that you were saying about him and Kay?
Brighton conference a couple of years back.
What happened?
But with the prime in the shower. Policies, so it hurt. That's ridiculous. Not if you're enjoying it, Chief.
Compassion and our campaign for family values and decency.
Going to rain again?
Needs a lot of it to wash down a Mercedes.
What's that got to do with it?
Farmers.
What?
No, oh, nothing, just a joke. Farmers always complaining, rich Mercedes. Get it?
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit slow tonight. Anyway, I thought they had Volvos, not Mercedes.
Probably right. You usually are. But perhaps not this time.
We'll see.
No, Jules, you can't pick and choose. Not in this game, certainly not in opposition.
You make me sound like a spoilt brat.
You are, in some ways.
Thanks.
No, seriously. You've got a good mind, you know how to use it, and you could have a big future.
That's not how they put it.
Well, what do you expect them to say? Nice little article in the paper, Miss Cameron. Nice to see they spelled our names right.
Pygmies. Unelectable pygmies.
That, Jules, is not for you to decide.
Who then?
Voters. They're the people with the crosses, not you.
And they've said no.
Last time. Perhaps not next.
Or the one after that, or the one after that.
You told them that?
I didn't have to. They'd read the paper. I could see it in their eyes.
Look at an infantryman's eyes and you can tell how much war he's seen.
What's that?
Some American in the last war. He was right. That's what you saw tonight. Tired infantrymen.
No generals.
No, love. Not a flaming general among them.
So you agree with me?
Yes. I suppose I do.
And?
Doesn't have to be any and, does there?
That's giving up.
There's plenty to be done in that place without worrying what might happen in a couple of years' time.
I worry.
Well, good, so you should. This'll all blow over in a couple of weeks. It'll be business as usual.
Not for me, it won't.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm going.
Going where? Home?
In a way, yes. I've made up my mind, Dennis. I've had enough. I'm resigning. I'm getting out.
The House featured Julian Glover as Charles, Peter Kelly as Dougal, Isla Blair as Mary, Christopher Benjamin as Henry, Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron, Jane Booker as Kay, Julian Dutton as Nick, David Ryle as Wigton, and Bill Wallace as Tom Bowman. The producer was Neil Cargill.